Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. From ABC, it's the 10% Happier podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Hey guys, today's bonus meditation is meat and potatoes meta practice, specifically designed for loved ones or family members. If you are new to meta, M-E-T-T-A, it's sometimes translated into loving kindness meditation. Some people are a little skeptical, as I was, about something that sounds or can sound to some as a little treacly or syrupy, but there's a lot of evidence to suggest that this kind of meditation can impact your psychology, physiology, and even behavior. And again, as I said, we're going to focus this one on family. I think I mentioned some great spiritual master has the quote that I believe I mentioned on the show recently that family is the final frontier of spiritual practice. So this could be useful to many of us. The teacher du jour is Anushka Fernandopoli. She's great. She's practiced for more than 25 years and has trained at monasteries and retreat centers in the United States, India, and Sri Lanka. And she holds degrees from Harvard and Yale. And here we go now with Anushka.
Hi, this is Anushka. This is a meditation on developing or strengthening kindness towards loved ones. In this meditation, we're going to be cultivating a sense of goodwill towards those who are closest to us. We'll spend some time with each loved one, wishing them well. So let's get started. Please come to a comfortable position for this meditation. It could be lying down or sitting. Allow yourself to relax your body and try to let the thoughts of the day fade. Take a few deep breaths in and out through the nose. And we can allow the breath to come to its natural rhythm. You can begin by bringing to mind someone who it's very easy for you to wish well towards. This could be a dear friend, or it could be a dear pet. You can imagine them visually, and sometime that they seemed happy. Remember your love for this dear one. If multiple people come to mind, just pick one for now. So we can hold them in mind with a sense of warmth and appreciation and connect with a sincere wish for their well-being. As we do this, you can repeat these phrases silently, as if you're saying them to them. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be safe. May you be peaceful. You can also make up your own phrases that have some kind of similar meaning of well-wishing. Give it a try now. Now let's pick someone else, another dear one, a person or an animal who it's easy to wish well for. Imagine this person in your mind's eye, or you can imagine they're sitting in front of you. Connect again with your sense of goodwill for them. If something else comes up, try to let it go and come back to their good qualities. Again, you can use these phrases or make up your own that have a similar meaning. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be safe. May you be peaceful. And one final time can include also yourself. May we all be well. May we all be happy. May we all be safe. May we all be peaceful. When you're ready, you can open your eyes. Rest in this kindness that's been cultivated and remembered. Until next time, be well.
Thank you, Anushka. Really hoped you enjoyed that meditation. If you happen to be thinking, you know, I could have kept going for another 5 or 10 minutes, well, then I encourage you to check out the 10% Happier app, where you'll find this very same meditation in different lengths to suit your practice. Your subscription cost directly supports our wonderful teachers and allows them to dedicate their time to teaching meditation, which is a game-changing, life-changing skill. Okay, we'll see you back here on Monday for a brand new episode. If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
I'm Shimol Yai, and I have a new podcast called The Competition. Every year, 50 high school senior girls compete in a massive scholarship competition.
I wouldn't say I have an ego problem, but I'm extremely competitive.
All of the competitors are used to being the best and the brightest, and they're all vying for a huge cash prize.
This will probably be the most intense thing you've ever gone through in your life.
I remember that feeling because I was one of them. I lost. But now I'm coming back as a judge and also a kind of teen girl anthropologist. Because if you want to understand what it's like to be a young woman in America today, the competition's not a bad place to start.
Hopefully no one will die on stage tonight.
From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Once upon a beat. Remember those stories and fables that would capture your imagination and you couldn't wait to see how they would unfold? And now, when you read them as an adult, you think some of these old tales could use a fresh spin. We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remix, and reimagine for the kids in your life today. Join me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as we spin up new tales in the New Kids and Family Podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a jam-packed, music-filled weekly party where hip-hop and fables meet. It's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcasts. Once Upon a Beat.